And now, Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 1360 WCHL.
Hopefully, there's some good news in the bad news about Dexter Strickland. This is Art Chansky with Monday's Sports Notebook. A deep and talented returning Tar Heel basketball team during the offseason is now down to a 7 or 8 man rotation after losing starting two guard and backup point Dexter Strickland to an ACL at Virginia Tech. Strickland has to be the most improved player on the team, going from a freshman with speed to burn but no direction to Carolina's best and most selfless defender and a valuable savior to Kendall Marshall's minutes, who can also score. Now Dexter joins Leslie McDonald on the ACL end of the bench, and Roy Williams has some work to do. Good thing the Heels don't play until Thursday night. Point guard depth is the biggest problem, and Marshall's minutes may have to go up from about 30 a game to 35. That fill-in five will be an adventure, whether Stillman White, Justin Watts, or Harrison Barnes starts the offense. Hell, Tyler Zeller may have to do it, since he's about the next best ball handler on the team. Given old Roy can cover those precious few that Marshall is sitting, and Special K, you cannot get into foul trouble or, God forbid, injured. The loss of Strickland is more devastating to a defense that had its best stretch of the season in the second half at Blacksburg. The two-spot will obviously be split between sophomore Reggie Bullock and freshman P.J. Hairston, and ideally the team can exchange some lost defense for some added offense, if Bullock and P.J. can find their shots. Carolina needs a 2009 outcome to occur when Marcus Guignard went out for the season with foot and ankle problems. Guignard was the prototype Tar Heel team player dating all the way back to Steve Previs, and he was replaced by senior Danny Green, who became the fourth NBA player in that national championship lineup. Everybody loves Green for his flying facial over Duke's Greg Paulus, but Green came on to have a great senior season in Guignard's absence. He averaged 13 points a game and was second on the team in assists, steals, and block shots. He could no longer gyrate on the sideline during starting lineups, but he wound up dancing with the other stars all the way to the NCAA title in Detroit. Maybe the young firm of R. Bullock and P.J. Hairston can turn out as good as one seasoned Green. This is Art Chansky. See ya.